You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron the Owl.
Hitman! Hitman is back in town!
Dude, you know it, baby. I'm fucking
welcome. Back. Welcome back, man. You had us all scared last week. You took the week off to fight back, COVID-19. Baby. I hear that you whipped COVID's ass. It's not coming back around anymore. Is that true?
I whipped that COVID-19's ass. Pinned it. I got up on the rafters. I
top rope
down.
Yeah.
I did the suplex, dropped that thing right on its fucking head.
Just elbow. Fucking, flying elbow.
The camel clutch.
clutch followed by Superfly Jimmy Snuka off the top of the cage.
Yeah.
Awesome,
these mighty
man.
Pythons.
Gave him the old Sergeant Slaughter with a fucking whistle up the ass.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if that was an actual movie pull, but man, that would have been great. Anyway.
No, I love the sound of it.
It's great,
man.
I'm back.
Thanks, brother. Listen, thanks for carrying the torch for Two Guys, One Podcast while I was out. I enjoyed the episode. We're going to get into that a little bit, but you know, the sun never sleeps on, or the sun never sets on Two Guys, One Podcast. Just because one of us
never
goes down, got to keep it going, man. Show must go on.
Even if we both went down, I have a feeling that it would still survive somehow. But it was my pleasure. Keep it going. I got to talk to a few of our good buddies, and but I have to say, I did miss you. Wasn't the same without you. And happy you're here.
Well, thanks, brother. I'm still trying to work out in my head how the show continues if we're both down. But you know,
I'll figure it
out. Life finds a way.
We have smart people around us. You know, we could do it. We could figure something out.
Maybe
let's just hope and pray it never comes to that.
Yeah, because then it would just sound weird. Zero guys, one podcast. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Man. So listen, man, I think I should regale you, though, with some of the tales from COVID-19 briefly. Won't give you all the sort of details, but strangely enough, man, my symptoms were pretty mild for the most part. Extreme mm-hmm. fatigue, which I think is pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, man, on the very first night when I was laying there in bed, pretty much detonated from COVID, I noticed this incredible swelling, like in between my stomach and I guess my knees, like in my midsection area.
Okay.
Just this massive, massive. And I pulled Amanda, I said, Amanda, she's like, honey, it's always that big. Don't worry. That's how it always is. So.
Oh. And you're talking about your thighs or your...
I'm talking about my manhood.
Ah, sassy. Well, good for Amanda. Hey, Amanda, how you doing? That's why she's always so happy.
To drop that one on you all week, man.
Man, that's great. That is awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you dropped it on me.
So, yeah, man, no, literally no harm, no foul. Just a lot of, you know, really tired, but as all things considered, pretty mellow case. You know, Gavin had it too, which I'm still grounding him for bringing it home to me.
Yeah. But so he's the one that brought it home. He got you infected. Yeah. And okay. So now what was it? Are you free now? You're free to go wander around town and do your usual thing, or do you have to still kind of quarantine for a bit?
No, I'm good now. Today's my first day of absolute freedom, which means we'll do what we've been doing up until this point, which is do absolutely nothing, but at least I'm free to do so, you know?
Look out, La Bamba.
Yep, exactly. Come on, baby. It's a new year.
He's coming your way.
You know, Amanda had a touch of it too, and her main symptom was she, you know how they say you lose your sense of taste and smell?
Yep.
So that happened to her. So her review of my cooking improved dramatically, but...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you know, that's about the only thing that she ran into. Other than that, she had really no symptoms.
Well, aside from COVID, I think she lost her sense of taste when she decided to marry you.
Oh, zinga.
Working on that one the last 10 seconds, bro.
Bazinga, brother.
Dropping it.
I love it. I love it, man. So listen, I've got a couple things I want to jump into, but I know you've got, by way of our exchange just prior to jumping on here, you've got some, do you have some breaking news for us?
I've got some breaking news. Hey, thank you, Brian. Breaking news over here at the Alamon House. I believe if you'd refer to the podcast a couple of weeks ago, I had mentioned that there was an unwanted guest just cruising around my house whenever he wanted to, taking shits all over the place.
It was T.O., the T.O. mouse.
The T.O., he T.O.'d us.
Yes.
Dropped a deuce right in the middle of my puppy's training pad.
Yeah. Well, I remember it well. Yes.
I am here to report you that the days of getting T.O.'d by this said mouse are finally over, as he has been captured and killed.
Dun, dun, dun. Wow. Wow. Da, 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 da,
da. Yeah. Hey, listen, man, you come in my house.
Sort of detail.
What did I tell you? I said, I don't care if I have a mouse in the house. I really don't give a shit. It's cold outside. My house is warm. Just stay out of my way.
I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear you. And I definitely don't want you deucing down on the middle of my puppy pad like T.O.
Exactly. And this guy, he took it too far. He took it to the next level. So what happens? What happens when you mess with the bull, Brian?
You fuck with the bull, you get the horns.
He got the horns. He will be messing with us no longer. Happy to report. Sorry, but that's what happened. Spread the fucking news to all your little buddies out there.
Did you smack him with a broom like they do in the cartoons? Did he get into a trap? Did he run into a faux door that you had drawn up for him? How did this execution go down?
Well, I'd say that was probably the best idea I'd ever heard, was drawing a little fake door on the bottom trim here. But I just, you know, when it came down to it, and obviously chasing with the broom, that's the most efficient way to get to kill a mouse.
That's the most comical one.
But it just came down to patience and a mouse trap they ordered off of Amazon.com. Amazon's choice mouse traps. You know, they're guaranteed to work. They come in two per pack. Get them in there by free shipping. Mention two guys, 2G1P, put in the promotions code, and they're going to get that to you, free shipping.
Free shipping from Two Guys, One Podcast for a limited time.
They might sting you on the handling, though, if you recall. The handling
is where it gets – that's where they always get you. On that
shipping
and handling.
Shipping's free. Handling can get a little sticky, but anyway, not coming around anymore.
Well, you know, he made his own bed, and now he has to lie in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let that word go out to all you mice out there that are listening.
Yeah.
If you want to come over to Ron's house, go ahead and come on over. You know the saying, quiet as a church mouse?
Yeah.
There's a reason they say that. Don't want to hear you. Don't want to see you. Bring all your friends over. We don't care. Don't make a sound. Don't be seen. And definitely don't be defecating on the puppy pad. That's you're going to face the result.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like the landlord, you know? Don't want to hear you. Don't want to see you. Once we have the issue, it's going to be a fucking problem. Be out on your ass.
On your ass. So catch me up, man. That's good to know. Thanks for the breaking news.
You got it.
What else is going on in your world? And then I got a couple things I'd like to jump into. But
before we get too deep in my world, we do have a mutual friend, guest of the show, friend of the show, I should say, Chad Russell. He's, as far as I know right now, they are still waiting for baby number two to be born, but they are in active labor as we speak. So we certainly want to send him some love, him and the wife, Mary, and good luck with everything. We cannot wait. I actually entered the contest to see, I guess the baby's going to weigh 7 pounds, 7 ounces. I don't know if you entered that contest or not, but I'm in there.
No, I didn't know that was going around. And what empirical data did you pull from to make such a guess? Or was this just off the top of your head, or? I have no idea what a baby normally weighs.
Yeah, I looked up a lot of data, and I know that my kids were both on the bigger side, and I think I weighed 7 pounds and 14 ounces or something like that.
Oh, hello.
So I gave this baby a little bit of a smaller, smaller overall density. 7.7 just sound like a good lucky number too. Lucky way to enter into the earth. So
is it too late for me to throw a number out there?
I don't think so. As long as the baby hasn't been born yet, He sent us the link on our fuck around thread. If you want to check that out and enter a guess, you want to do that right now live on the air?
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there live on the air.
Go ahead. And go ahead.
You know, like when you're on The Price is Right, there's always the one guy who underbids because he thinks everyone's overbidding.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't that. I'm going to go with 17 pounds.
Oh my goodness. 17 pounds for a kid. Okay. Could be setting records here. That's your final answer?
Hot. Yeah, he's coming in hot.
Okay. So you don't want to bet 1 pound then?
No. I'm doing the opposite of that. I'm going with one pound, Bob. $1, Bob.
$1.
$1. That guy's always the biggest tool, right?
Oh, just total tool.
Just wins by throwing $1 on there.
He just walks up.
$2 at least.
Yeah, fucking just say $11.
Yeah, why you gotta go one? Like rubbing it in.
$27.50, Bab. Fuck you. You know what he's saying? He's like, you guys are all jackasses. Y'all way over. Let me show you how smart I am. Just drop a little $1. What a prick. Make it interesting, man.
What a dick.
What a douche.
So listen, man, that's exciting for Chad. What else you got?
That's what I got, man. I mean, we are, you know, we're waiting for a little snowstorm to hit over here, up here in Chi-Town coming this weekend, looks like. But kids got a 4-day weekend. Kids are gearing up, getting ready to go back to a hybrid style of learning. So they'll be doing, it looks like last schedule came out. Eddie's going to stay home. I'm keeping him home because he's had some issues in the past, had pneumonia and that sort of thing. So we're going to hang him. He's going to hang out for the rest of the year. And then Aiden's going to probably go a couple hours a day for the last remainder of the year. So.
Yeah, I said, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah. How about you?
Well,
aside from the pandemic and you.
Well, I will report that one of the effects of COVID for Gavin, which I can't say definitively if I link it to COVID, but man, that kid hates at home learning. You have to keep, yeah, right, that kid like Seabiscuit to keep him on the Zoomer there.
Yeah, make sure that they're not screwing around.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
doing the homework.
That aside, man, I will say, as you often do, when you're holed up with any kind of sickness, and I don't know about you, one of the positive outcomes of being sick is that you get to binge watch television. You know, how often do you get an opportunity just to lay your fat ass on the couch and watch 14 hours of TV, right?
Yeah, not often.
It's pretty nice, you know? And so I wanted to regale you with a movie that I watched that's on Netflix. It's been well documented. I hadn't seen it before. It's a documentary. It's called Blackfish.
Okay.
Now, have you seen or heard of Blackfish?
I have not seen nor heard of it.
Okay, well, let me just start. I'm going to give you a little bit of a preamble here and then talk about it. I'll start by saying this. Fuck SeaWorld, okay? Hey, SeaWorld, fuck you. Fuck you, SeaWorld. You hear me? Fuck you, SeaWorld.
All right, okay.
Okay?
All right.
So what Blackfish is about, for those who haven't seen it, it's about these killer whales that are kept in captivity by SeaWorld in the extreme psychological damage that's done to these poor fucking whales. Okay. Now, here's something I learned. Whales have a hyper-developed part of the brain that deals with emotion. You know, these are pack animals. They mate for life. They travel as a family from the time they're born to the time they die. And would you believe these fuckers at SeaWorld, when a new whale is born, they rip the whale away from the mom whale and ship it off to another SeaWorld. There was one segment of this movie where this poor fucking whale was literally crying for 2 days at the top of her whale lungs, man.
And cue.
Kind of like my dog. See, my dog's getting upset about it.
Cue La Bamba, the barking dog over here.
God damn it. Hold, pause.
No, that's okay.
So anyway, Nash is upset. I'm upset. I think it's total bullshit. Also, there is a, you know, the dorsal fin, which is at the top fin. You think about a whale. It's got the big, as I'm showing you with my hand, the big fin.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, thank you.
Well, because these fucking whales have to swim in a circle all day long, over the period of months or years, the fin collapses because they're always swimming in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is just major fucked up. And the whole premise of the movie is this one killer whale, Tilikum, ends up killing one of the trainers because it's psychologically damaged with all the fucking bullshit. So I'm just here to say, fuck you, SeaWorld. It's completely inhumane. And I'm on a mission. Two Guys, One Podcast. Me personally, I take a stand right here. Fuck you, SeaWorld. Now.
Wow. That is crazy. Let me tell you something. I haven't been to SeaWorld since I was probably 8 years old. And that was going on 40 years almost, okay? I remember it was really fun. Everyone loved it when we were there. But you don't see that, right? You don't see the dirty underbelly of what really goes on behind the scenes. So I will give Blackfish a try. We'll check it out on Netflix. And I'm sure my sentiment will probably be very similar, if not the same as yours, after I've watched it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, most people go to those places not knowing what's actually happening. You know, these animals in... when they're not in captivity, swim 700 miles a day. They obviously can't do that at SeaWorld. In fact, at night, they keep them in a closed pen where they can't move at all. It's really unbelievable, the shit that's happening. And I'm sure it'll blow your hair back too. Now, that being said, though, and I've been trying to get this on the agenda for a while, you keep pushing it off of there. I do want to take it as a moment, though, to talk about pet animal rights in the broader sense, because I'm not a fan of certain things from PETA, and I'll say specifically what I mean. Get your reaction to this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about cows, okay?
Yeah, sure.
I challenge you to tell me. I love eating meat. I love cows.
Right.
Cows taste great.
Yep.
Give me a fucking steak anytime, right?
Mm-hmm.
What other purpose, if you look at a cow, what other purpose is that fucking thing on the earth to do but to go onto my plate? Look at it.
Yeah. Well, you know, they give milk.
Save the cows. Give me a fucking break.
They give milk, I'd say. And then when they're little, when they're smaller, the kids like to ride on their backs, like they're able to use for transport. And they can take care of your weeds. If you have one in the backyard, they can eat your weeds, so you don't have to cut the grass, and that'll cut down on gasoline usage, fossil fuels.
Okay. All right.
And you can paint them if you don't have a lot of if you have an easel. They're right there. And now I know that when I was in high school, and I'm from Indiana, Northwest Indiana, we used to go cow tipping. And that's when you sneak up on a cow at nighttime when it's sleeping. And you charge it, throw a shoulder into it, and just try to knock it over. So they're good for that, for fun, entertainment, cheap entertainment.
All right. So there you pointed out a few ancillary uses and benefits to cows.
And lastly, you can put like a hat and some sunglasses on them and take funny pictures.
Well, and as we've seen from Chick-fil-A, you can also put them in billboards and have them stand up with signs that say, eat more chicken.
Yeah, that's really cool. They can paint the billboard for you.
Okay, so all those aside, to me, you look at a cow, it's big, it's fat, it looks like meat, it's made to be eaten. That's my point of view on it. Mm. And by the way, you never see PETA, you know, these PETA ads, they come out, they have like some super hot model holding like a baby seal. What about the super ugly animals? Like they don't get any love, right?
Yeah, like, that's true.
You know, hairless cats or fucking, you know, mutt dogs. It's always like, you know, was that to say only the beautiful animals deserve a voice from PETA? What about the super ugly ones?
Yeah, no, there's no room in the world for ugly animals. That's true.
So good stuff, man. Well, thanks for letting me unload that. As I mentioned,
the worst thing in the world, before we leave the animal world, the worst thing that I think the animal that's got it screwed over the most has got to be the polar bear when they put him in a zoo. All right. We got polar bears here in Chicago, Lincoln Park Zoo. It's fucking 104 degrees in the summertime. And you got a polar bear used to the Arctic. And what they've done, though, is they've spray painted some of the rocks white. He'll think that it's ice.
He's in the fucking running Arctic. Around on.
You know, that's the equivalent of that's me coming to your inside your car, rolling up the windows on a 100 degree day and taking a picture of your air conditioner and just showing it to you. Keep it turned off. But here you go. Does it make you feel better?
Yeah, the painted rock will trick him into thinking he's in the Arctic. Never mind the fact it's 100 degrees and there's thousands of strangers staring at me in a cage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amen to that, brother. Well, listen, man, switching gears here, as I mentioned to you, as I was infirmed with COVID, I was looking forward to, at your great displeasure, pulling up some of the clips from the episode that I missed and just giving you some feedback on a couple of things here.
Okay, this is great.
All right. So let's go ahead and start off here. Now, this first clip is going to be at the tail end of the conversation you had with our good friend DC. And let me just play this.
If no one knows, real quick. So last week, Brian being out, I was able to speak to three of our really close friends. The first one being DC Collins, also known as Frenchie. Second would be Ryan Bowers, who at that time was actually held up in a hotel in California, quarantining with possible COVID. We still have to find out how he turned out. And lastly, he passed away. Well, RIP. Lastly would be Chad Russell, again, friend of the show. And so those three guys kind of filled in for the absence of Hitman last week.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thanks for
no
that
problem. Clarification. That was a recap.
Okay, so here we go. Here's the first little soundbite I want to play.
Go ahead.
Anything you want to throw at him before we let you go?
You know what? I hope he gets better soon. I mean, I hate this COVID thing. It's been a nightmare. So I hope he feels better quick. Selling a lot of orange juice, some chicken noodle soup, and blast the air supply.
Air supply. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
Love that shit. You two moves, man. He's got some of the weakest game I've ever seen in my
life. Oh, yeah.
Throwing air supply late at night, and it's just, that's weak, man. That's not a strong game.
Super, super weak, but that's what we love, Brian, the Hitman. There's...
Okay.
There we go. That was nice. That was a nice tribute.
Yeah, no, let's go ahead and break this down. So I want to be on record as saying publicly, I have never in my entire game moves career busted out air supply to woo the ladies, okay? That's not a move I'm familiar with. Now, DC has long held that when we were in college, he walked into my fraternity room at one point and that I was blasting air supply as I had a young vixen in the room with me there. And that was part of my game, part of my move strategy.
Yeah.
I just want to be on record as saying that is not a move that I recall or that I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. So I'm claiming editorial disintegrity here. That is not something I've done. And I want to be on record as saying so.
Okay. So this is the second thing that's come up in the show that you've completely denied. One, that you've never smacked male men.
People.
You've never male human being peoples in their testes with towels. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. That is okay, so that's you've true. Never that's untrue.
And secondly, you've never played air supply 2:33 in the morning while attempting to persuade, say, a young vixen.
Well, yeah, let me just put a really fine point to that. I may have played air supply at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I enjoy air supply.
Right.
But not because I thought it had some romantic interlude attached to it.
Oh, really?
I'm all out of love. Is that so wrong to admit?
I mean, it's a great song.
Yeah.
So you're not thinking that if you play that perfect song, that perfect melody, that it's just going to make him swoon. And that's the key. That's it. You know, I was going to walk out of here, but as soon as I heard All Out of Love, I turned right around. And
she had one foot out the door, and then all of a sudden, I'm All Out of Love hits, and then you knock her over with the feather. It's not something that I've introduced into my arsenal over the years, and let's be honest, I don't really think it would be that effective.
I don't think so either.
So I wanted to clear that up. Okay. Now, let me get to this next little clip here. Next, we're going to go to our friend Ryan Bowers. The late Ryan Bowers.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah, he passed a couple days ago with COVID. But it was, you know, when he was around, good guy.
It was a good run.
Good run. Absolutely good run. Let me get into this with you here.
I could probably help you out with that. Make that happen.
Yeah, him or any one of your friends that wants to come on, talk music, talk whatever, play some songs. I think that'd be fun. Fun thing. So I appreciate that.
Now, Ron.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit of a liberal blank check you gave Bowers there, okay? Anyone that you want to bring on that knows how to sing or play music or talk, you're basically opening up the entire Rolodex to Bowers' entire universe of people that he knows to come onto the show. I think we need to keep it a little more guarded than that, my man.
Well, that's the thing, is like Bowers knows only people with incredible talent. So all
is that right? Friends,
if he says he knows someone that can sing, you better, brother, get ready to hear some great, great songs being sung by a male or a female human being person.
So any one of the human beings that Bowers knows is fair game.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say that
we can play guitar, same exact thing. They're going to be shredding on the show.
All right. Well, I think maybe you're making up for a shortcoming in your talent search for the show where, you know, you're supposed to have Bobby De Niro on. How's that coming along?
Yeah. Well, we're still working. It's dates with him. It's dates and it's times and it's level of interest. If we can meet all those three factors and nail them all down, I feel really solid about it.
I think the last one is probably the biggest hurdle.
Yeah.
Level of interest
/ knowledge of anything at all to do with this show. if we can iron that out, though. And then it's just up to the attorneys after that, really. Just let them deal with it.
Now, I will say, having met some of Bowers's inner stable.
Yeah.
You know, he comes from a really small town in Indiana, and as most small towns will have, he's got friends with really unusual names. There's Beaker and Buzz and, you know, these hometown nicknames that just by way of the fact they have interesting nicknames, then maybe there's something there. But, you know, he's got all those. He's got the Beaker, the Buzz, the Buzz Cut, the
Sawgrass. Those are the kind of guys where, like, if you're gone in college and then like you come back like that Wednesday before Thanksgiving, you go to a local bar, those guys are all there and you're just hanging out with them. You're shooting pool, throwing darts, having some beers. I mean, that turns into a great night with all those dudes.
Yeah, man. That's how it always goes down, isn't it?
Always. And he's from Shelbyville?
No, he's from a little town called Athens, Indiana. It's got, I think, a population of like 1,000 people.
Okay. It's close to Shelbyville, though.
No, not really. It's not that close to Shelbyville.
No. It's far. It's very far from Shelbyville.
So, listen, man, those are just a couple of things I wanted to address and clear up.
Is there anything? Do you have any problems with the interview with Chad Russell?
You know, I didn't find anything in particular that I took exception with. Why? Do you remember something that you thought I might bump on?
Well, no, I don't. The only thing is that he and I got to talking, and our conversation alone was about 40 minutes. So you're going to see it was kind of trimmed down a bit. So there's a lot of backstory. If we ever run out of material, we can definitely run some of that, which would be, I'm sure, fantastic. So maybe if I get COVID. If I get COVID, just play that and pretend I'm here in the studio.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
There we go.
Well, yeah, I know we did trim that down quite a bit, but, you know, I think it was good to hear Chad's take on the movements of COVID in and around Aspen, where he's from. And sounds like he's got a 17-pound arrival on the way today. So
7.7 pounds is what I'm going for.
17.
Hey, but then getting away from today, what about Sunday? Are you excited for Championship Sunday in the NFL?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's always bittersweet, dun, and I'll tell you why. Dun, 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 dun. I'd like to know if you feel the same way. You know, we go through Super Bowl, AFC, NFC Championship, Super Bowl Sunday, and then you get into what I call the abyss of sports, right? And it's the dark part of winter. You don't see the sun for like a month. There's no football. There's no college football. There's still got college basketball, which is the one lifeline, which I want to talk about in a minute. But I guess my point is, it's bittersweet. I'm excited about the games. I think the fact that Mahomes is a little bit beat up makes for an interesting storyline. See if he can go out there and perform with a banged up foot. I'm excited to watch the games. At the same time, I kind of don't want the season to end, because then what?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why I think for me, I'm more excited about this Sunday than I am for Super Bowl Sunday. And I'd say, well, this is kind of like the for me, this is like the party, man. This is like the four. We're down now to the four, you know, best teams. We've got two. Well, I think the two guys in the run for the MVP, I believe, are going to be Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. We'll see how well he does on Sunday. But, I mean, I think this is it. I mean, you got a great matchup, two veterans, you know, Bucks versus Packers, and, you know, a couple of young guns on the other side. So let me just get your prediction, though. Are you thinking that the Chiefs are going to beat the Bills, like as most people do? Or do you think there might be a little upset there?
I like the Bills. I do. I think they have been playing extremely well. I think Josh Allen is a fucking stud. And I kind of have the Bills in an upset on that one. I will say, though, toggling back to last weekend, we're both Purdue guys. We're both Drew Brees guys.
Yeah.
It's kind of heartbreaking to watch him go out that way, don't you think? He did not play well. Three turnovers, three interceptions. Just didn't have a good game, man. And for him going out like that.
It was rough. It wasn't his best performance, you know. Obviously, he and Tom Brady, close friends. You probably saw that video afterwards of those guys hanging out in the field and Brady, you know, throwing a pass to Brees' son. But, yeah, I mean, it was a shitty game. You know, Saints just didn't play well. And I actually think those last two interceptions were a little bit – I think there's a little bit of desperation kind of going on there with the time on the clock left. Especially that last one was just like, okay, fuck, that kind of sealed the deal. It was done. But, yeah, definitely didn't want to see him play that way. So
happen to see him give the look back as he's walking under the tunnel, give it one last look into the stadium, knowing that's probably going to be his last time going out there?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not sure if it's going to be his last time or not. We're going to see. You know, I certainly hope it's not. But if it was, I mean, what a great run. The guy's going to retire. He's Hall of Famer, Super Bowl championship, Outback Bowl championship. Was it 1998 Outback Bowl?
Booyah. You know it, baby.
So,
you know
it. Great career, great guy. Let's just, you know, we'll see. If it's totally up to him. It's totally his.
You know what I will say, though? Interested in your opinion on this. But to me, it was pretty clear that Tom Brady was the better quarterback on that day. I mean, the way he engineered that game, you know, he never sort of went for more than he could get. He took what the defense gave him. Just a very masterful performance by Brady, I would say.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, he wasn't rushed the way that's the way you kind of knock Brady off his game, as anyone will tell you. Like, you know, you watch him play and the more pressure he gets, I mean, like most quarterbacks, but especially Brady, but the more pressure you put on him, sack him two or three times. I mean, he's the one that kind of falls out of his game and, you know, it didn't happen. So he had a great game, very confident player, just like all these quarterbacks. Just like, I mean, you know, Rodgers is the one I think to watch now on Sunday, you know, because he had an awful game the last time he faced the Bucks. You know, that ended up with a Bucks victory. So, but he probably had the worst game of the season. I would say that was the worst game of the season for him. So if he's going to bounce back, we're going to find out. I know that our friend Chris Myers will be watching that game. Little bitch up there in Milwaukee, somewhere outside the outskirts of Milwaukee. I think he's in Shelbyville, Wisconsin, right? He lives near Shelbyville.
God, I really hope Green Bay loses, man. Jesus, he'd be intolerable.
Yeah. So if that happens, then you're gonna up with a Brady Josh Allen showdown, right? Is that what you're thinking? Right. Yeah. East Coast.
That's how I have it. That's how I have it.
Okay.
And I've had that maybe out of just a sheer will to see the Packers falter, and it's exclusively because I don't want to have to tolerate one Chris B. Myers' ongoing 2 weeks of just shit talk, you know.
Yeah.
I think all of us would be better off without that.
Absolutely. The world would be a better place.
Yeah, it would. Well, listen, man, this has been fun. It's good to be back in the saddle here, Two Guys, One Podcast. Don't forget, guys, go to Amazon, type in that promo code to get those free mousetraps.
No. It's you pay for the mousetraps, you get the free delivery.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Free shipping.
Sorry, Amazon. Sorry about that. You get the free shipping. The handling is still not included.
Shipping is free. Does not include free handling. Available for U.S. residents only. One per household.
Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Do not try this at home.
One per customer.
Limited time offer. Not available in Alaska or Hawaii.
No cash value. No refunds or changes.
Offer expires on midnight tonight.
Can I be combined with the dealer offer?
Fuck. Good to have you back, Hitman.
Thanks, brother.
See you next time.
All right, man. Peace.
Later.
It's Two Guys, One Podcast.